Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're talking about something we all see every day, the email. But specifically, how do you make an email so good that people actually want to open it?
That's exactly the mission. We've been looking into sources like the Marketing Tutor to find the, you know, the simple tricks that businesses are using to make their emails feel like they were written just for you, no matter where you are.
And then we'll get into why that even matters, the benefits they get from it.
Right. So we're talking about making emails feel local and personal, and then, yeah, all the good stuff that happens for a business when that works.
Okay, so let's unpack this. The Marketing Tutor says the best way to get more opens is to make the email feel like it's just for you. How do they suggest doing that?
Well, it all comes down to personalization. The source suggests using really simple things, like the person's first name.
Which feels like table stakes now, right? Everyone does that.
Exactly. Or even mention where they live. So, for instance, instead of a plain subject line, they give an example like, Maria, your summer essentials await. It just feels more tailored.
Okay, that makes sense. But here's where it got really interesting for me. What about people who live, you know, all over the world? The source mentions a global audience.
And this raises a really important point. For a global audience, the Marketing Tutor stresses that time zones are just crucial.
So it's not just about what you say, but when you say it?
Precisely. If you have subscribers in New York and in Tokyo, and you send an email at 9 a.m. your time, it might get to Tokyo at, like, midnight.
And nobody's opening a marketing email at midnight.
First not. It just gets buried. But if you get the timing right for them, for their morning coffee, it completely changes the game. That one little thing helps boost engagement everywhere.
So it's about making people feel seen and just getting the clock right. That's so simple but clever.
It is. Which, you know, raises the next question. Yeah. Why bother with all this?
Right. Let's talk about the payoff. Why does a business care so much if I open their email? What are the big benefits that the Marketing Tutor points to?
The benefits are just huge. First, there's more action. I mean, it's obvious, right? Higher open rates lead to more clicks, more buys. It's how you build customer loyalty.
Okay, that's the clear one. But there's something else, isn't there? Something about deliverability.
Yes, and this is the hidden engine. High open rates basically tell email providers, think Gmail, Outlook, that your content is valuable, that people want it.
They're like the gatekeepers.
They are. And if they see people opening your stuff, they trust you more. And that means your emails are way less likely to end up in the spam folder.
Wow. So opening one email isn't just about that single message. It's like you're telling the entire system that this brand is trustworthy.
You are. And that builds to the third benefit, a stronger brand. Mm. When a company consistently sends you things that feel valuable and special, you trust them more.
It sounds like opening the email is just the first step. It's the thing that unlocks all the other good things down the line.
That's a perfect way to put it. I mean, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the sources from the Marketing Tutors really show that this effort to know your audience, their name, their time zone, it isn't just a nice gesture.
It's the engine, the thing that actually drives engagement and trust.
Exactly. It's the whole foundation.
So what does all this mean for you listening at home? I guess the next time you see a subject line that feels perfectly timed, just for you, maybe stop and think for a second.
Yeah, think about what's really going on. Was that a little trick they used?
And what kind of amazing benefits did that company get the moment you decided to open it? It's definitely something to keep exploring.